before we get started, how many of y'all have visited India? Okay, and of those remaining, how many of y'all aspire to visit India? Excellent. So this might be of relevance to the people who aspire to visit India. As I 2 years ago, I actually got the chance to go to India with my family, my two sons, my wife, my mother and father-in-law. My wife is actually Indian, and so are my mother and father-in-law, so they've actually been several times. But there's several aspects of the trip that I wanted to relay to y'all. First of all, whenever you get to India or Mumbai, one of the common ways to get around is through an auto rickshaw. An auto rickshaw is a three-wheeled vehicle. It's sort of like a scooter in a way. You have the bicycle or motorcycle type of levers. You have the gear on the thing. You have the acceleration on the other one. Instead of using a kickstart, you actually start it by pulling up a lever on the auto rickshaw. It may seem like an unsafe way to get around because there's no doors and you're like thinking, oh my gosh, going down Interstate 45 at this, going 50 miles per hour might be kind of unsafe. But don't worry, Indian traffic is such that you'll never exceed 20 miles per hour. And I guarantee you, regardless of what you're in, going 20 miles per hour won't be unsafe. There's several it's a very convenient way of traveling. You'll see auto rickshaws lined up all over Mumbai. You can just go up to one, tell them where you want to go. When you get there, you'll pay something equivalent to 25 cents. If you stay in the local part, if you go farther, you'll pay more. But it's really convenient. It's really safe. It's kind of interesting, though. In India, you know, we keep talking about all the outsourcing to India, and, you know, there's only about 1 million Indian IT workers, but there's 1.2 billion people in India. And there's a big difference between those two numbers. So not all of Indians are as fluent as you see here. So there's a lot of beggars in India, actually. So every stop you see, there'll be people out there asking for alms, asking for donations, asking for something to help them get through the day. My wife, before going, said, don't give to the beggars. And so being a well-trained husband, I didn't give to the beggars, but I was surprised as we were stopped at an auto rickshaw, in the auto rickshaw at a stop, to look over and see she's actually given to the beggars. And after seeing how much she was giving to the beggars and how much we paid to the auto rickshaw driver, I was really glad the auto rickshaw driver was facing forward, because if he was seeing what we were giving to the beggars, I was afraid he might pull over and get out and start begging, realizing he could make more money actually being a beggar than driving us around. There's also kind of an interesting experience I saw in auto rickshaw. It's very maneuverable. Traffic's really jam-packed. You don't have, like, the lines like you normally do. It's kind of interesting. You see some people who come from India and grew up in India come over and drive. The lines are kind of invisible to them here, too. I've ridden with some. It's kind of scary. But over there, it's very easy to bump into each other. So I saw an auto rickshaw driver. Luckily, I wasn't in the auto rickshaw, bump into a bicyclist. But the bicyclist proceeded to get out and begin to hit on the auto rickshaw driver. And I was expecting to see a fight ensue. And it's kind of interesting. I've never seen a one-sided fight really before, but I think this would be pretty much that. The auto rickshaw driver is there. For some reason, the auto rickshaw stalled. He's pulling up on the thing, trying to get going as quickly as possible. And the guy is just sitting there hitting him. And you really wouldn't know it by looking at him. I mean, if you didn't see the guy hitting, you really wouldn't know that there was some things going on. And he has two people in the back. And to me, I was like, wow, what's going on here? But the two people in the back, they're just talking. You know, it's kind of like that scene in L.A. Story where you have, like, the line of people getting the money out of the ATM machine and a line of people robbing them. It's kind of as surreal as that. luckily, he got it started. He was off on his way, and that was that. Another way to get around India is trains. India has a very good train system. Yeah, it really provides a nice network for the entire country. And I actually had the opportunity to take a train from Mumbai over to Ujjain, which is about a 12-hour train trip. Now, there's a lot of interesting things about the train, one of which is the restrooms. On the restrooms, a nice little sign that says, please do not use the restroom at the station. Now, I would think using the restroom at the station would actually be the preferred place to use it. I mean, the train's not rocking back and forth. You're just sitting there relaxing. And once you understand kind of the plumbing behind the trains in the restroom, or should I say the lack of plumbing, it's really just a tube that goes straight down. In fact, I personally have a belief that some of the most fertile farmland in India is along the train track. And so in order to prevent pile-ups, as it were, they really prefer for you to wait until the train begins to move. There's a lot of other things that happen. One of the train trips, you know, it makes stops. Some stops are 15 minutes, some stops are 5 minutes. Well, I was traveling with my two children, they get hungry, they eat at odd times, what have you. So one of the 5 minute stops in the middle of a town that I don't know the name of, still don't know the name of, I decided to get down and get them some food. Unfortunately, the food vendor is a little way back down the train, so I run over there, you know, pay the money. And as I'm getting the food, he's like, "Do you realize your train's leaving?" Of course, I turn around, and sure enough, the train's gaining speed. And I'm like running over there, too. Of course, my in-laws and my wife and my family have no clue about am I on the train or not. So I hop on the train about six cars back, and as I'm hurrying, trying to get through the train, they're panicking and worried. So I learned the value of maybe bringing along walkie-talkies might be useful. Anyway, I hope all of y'all who aspire to go to India get an opportunity to do so. And all of y'all that don't, I hope that sometime I can convince you that maybe it would be good. India is a place of extremes. It is a huge place of 1.2 billion people, 700 of which are farmers. Now, if you could think of kind of like the transition that needs to take place as that society gets more industrialized, it's kind of really amazing. It's a developing country of great hope and aspirations, and it's a country of dreams that's awakening. So next time I visit India, I hope to see all of you all there too. Thank you.